Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Based on Krishna Book, Chapter 2, Scene 3, Enter Krishna. After this arrangement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is always ready to place His full potencies in His unalloyed devotees, entered as the Lord of the whole creation within the mind of Vasudeva. It is understood in this connection that Lord Krishna first of all situated Himself in the unalloyed heart of Devaki. He was not put into the womb of Devaki by seminal discharge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His inconceivable potency, can appear in any way, for it is not necessary for Him to appear in the ordinary way by seminal injection within the womb of a woman. When Vasudeva was sustaining the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within His heart, Vasudeva appeared just like the glowing sun, whose shining rays are always unbearable and scorching to the common man. The form of the Lord, situated in the pure, unalloyed heart of Vasudeva, is not different from the original form of Krishna. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere, and specifically within the heart, is called Dhamma. Dhamma does not only refer to Krishna's form, but His name, form, quality, and paraphernalia. Everything becomes manifest simultaneously. Thus, the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full potencies was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki, exactly as the setting sun's rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, entered the body of Devaki from the body of Vasudeva. Krishna was beyond the conditions of the ordinary living entity. When Krishna is there, it is to be understood that all His plenary expansions, such as Narayan, Lord Narsingha, Varaha, etc., are with Him, and they are not subject to the conditions of material existence. In this way, Devaki became the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, and the cause of all creation. Devaki became the residence of the Absolute Truth. But because she was in the house of Kamsa, Devaki looked just like a suppressed fire, or like misused education. When fire is covered by the walls of a pot, or is kept in a jug, the illuminating rays of the fire cannot be very much appreciated. Similarly, misused knowledge, which does not benefit the people in general, is not very much appreciated. And so, Devaki was kept within the prison walls of Kamsa's palace, and no one could see her transcendental beauty, which resulted from her conceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.